From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. A group of Venezuelan opposition supporters took over the Venezuelan embassy in Brazil on Wednesday. At the same time, Miami's congressional delegation in Washington announced a new caucus to represent the interests of Venezuelan expats. The group that occupied the embassy early Wednesday morning supports Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. Earlier this year, he declared himself Venezuela's constitutionally legitimate president, and more than 50 countries, including the U.S. and Brazil, back him. The pro-Guaido activists claim embassy security voluntarily let them take over the mission in Brasilia. But the embassy's chargé d'affaires disputed that, insisting the staff remains loyal to Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolás Maduro. Either way, the embassy takeover is bound to raise tensions between the authoritarian Maduro regime and right-wing Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Meanwhile, Guaido's ambassador in Washington, Carlos Becchio, joined South Florida congressional members Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Mario Diaz-Balart to launch the Congressional Venezuela Democracy Caucus. It was formed to give expats a stronger voice in Washington in the effort to restore democracy in Venezuela. The country is suffering the worst economic collapse in the world today. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.